It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fired up, our boy PFT commenter on the BetQL guest line. And PFT, dude, you have the biggest sports podcast in the country, maybe the world as far as I know. You guys get every guest you want. I mean, this week you had Skip Bayless, Troy Aikman. You've talked to everybody. And now for years, as you built up, pardon my take, and built this national reputation, you've been the butt of the joke because you're a Skins fan. All of a sudden, the Commanders are the hottest thing in town and have the biggest game on the NFL slate this week. How's it feel, dude?
A little bit awesome and a little bit terrifying. I got to be honest with you. Like, I still have that feeling in the back of my head. I expect a lot of your listeners can identify with it. I call it PTSD, for post-traumatic Snyder disorder. It feels like there's always something that could go wrong. So I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm loving it. And I can't get enough of it. It's been the best start to a season in a very, very long time. So I am enjoying every second of it. But also, I need to get over the past. The past is gone. I got to move forward with it a little bit. But this weekend's going to be fun. And I don't want people calling it the passing of the torch game. I don't want that dialogue going into it. I thought Big Cat phrased it just about perfectly. It's a measuring stick game. That's a good way to look at it. Measuring stick game.
They don't like that word, PFT. The coach say no. The players say no.
The players don't like it, no.
Okay, well then, listen, I can feel like that, but I'm glad that the players don't feel like that. I actually think that's a good thing that they are not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, from my perspective, because we get to find out as fans how real this team is this weekend. And, I'm excited. I haven't been this pumped up for a football game in a long time. What are the coaches saying about, like, what should we call this game?
Well, they just feel like they're a good team, too, and they're going to go out there and do what they do. Like, I understand not saying it's a measuring stick game because the coaches and players say it's a measuring stick game. They go out there and they get their doors blown off. Everybody lost their mind. Even players and coaches will be thinking, oh, we're not good enough. But if you just go out there, you play the football game and try to put your best foot forward, if you do that, I think you're in the game. And you
I like that mindset from the team, too, because if you say it's a measuring stick game for your team, you're also implying that you think that the other team is better than you.
There you go.
Putting them on a pedestal a little bit, right? And yep. I don't know if the Ravens are that great. They look like they're pretty damn good this year, but they have been beaten. They got beat twice. The Raiders beat the Ravens. So it's not like we can't go in there, and I think we're a good team, too. We can win this game for sure. There's no doubt about that. It feels like the first time in a while where this is a game on a Sunday where the nation is looking at us. You know, like, we've had primetime games, but on a Sunday at noon, this is, you know, the spotlight's on us.
Well, JP read an article today from the Wall Street Journal.
In the Wall Street Journal, the headline is Rookie Sensation versus Reigning MVP, the NFL Game of the Year Nobody Saw Coming. In the Wall Street Journal.
I don't know if we can call it the game of the year. Let's slow down a little bit on that. I think it's the game of the week that everybody's excited about.
Depending on how it goes.
Yeah. Every week we've had five different games of the year this season already. It's an all-time high for games of the year that we've got going on right now.
Hey, totally.
B. Mitch, I had a question. Maybe you can help me out with this one, because I am very dumb as a football fan. I'll be the first one to admit it. I'm very good at watching football on TV. I'll say that. I'll pat myself on the back. I think I'm in like the top 1% in terms of my skill at watching football on TV. Uh-huh. But I'm very dumb when it comes to the sport itself when you get down to it. So I had a dumb thought yesterday morning, and I'm curious to hear from you if this is as dumb as I think it is, or maybe I'm onto something. All right. So I'm looking forward to this matchup this weekend, and one big glaring weakness that the Commies have had this season is we haven't had a great pass rush, right? Like, we got after Kyler Murray a couple times. We hit Deshaun around a little bit.
They got after him last week.
That has a little bit to do with the quarterback play, a little bit to do with the Browns missing some guys on the offensive line or whatever. But we don't have a great pass rush. I wouldn't say that it's one of the strengths of our team. Is there a world where not having an elite pass rush can be a benefit playing against a quarterback like Lamar and keeping him in the pocket because maybe our defensive ends aren't turning that corner and getting at him from behind, so it makes it harder for him to scramble out of the pocket? Am I crazy to think
that?
Well,
I see where you're going with it, and in some ways, yes. But in other ways, if they're not turning the corner, they're getting stifled at the line, which means he can get to the outside anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not the dumbest thing, but I guess
it's No. It kind of keeps him in the pocket because they're not giving him that little lane to hurry up and hit. But ultimately, you know, that dude finds a hit on between the A and the B gap a lot. So
that's true.
If they can just keep him like a little corralled a little bit and make him have to pass more than being able to run pass, that's the best mm-hmm. chance.
Yeah, it's like maybe we can get some three defensive tackle sets out there. Maybe why not have Payne, Allen, and Newton on the field at the same time? That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I mean, one thing to keep in mind, Fedarian Mathis, it was an illness, but he did pop on the injury report. He didn't practice on Thursday, which is just something that I couldn't help but notice.
Mm-hmm.
PFT, with this matchup, right, they can lose, and then it's the Panthers at home. And you'd like to think you're still talking about 5-2. But you kind of touched on it at the beginning that as much as you're enjoying this, you're still like kind of nervous. And I think that's how – I don't, maybe not a majority, but a lot of Burgundy and Gold fans feel, right? At what point do you think it's reasonable to be like, all right, this team's just good. This is our reality now. Let's see how far it goes.
Listen, I do feel that way. I do. But I have the anxiety in the back of my head a lot of stuff. But I get it, man. I totally get it. I do feel, and you know what? I'll say it for the first time. I don't think I've said this out loud. But I'll say it to you guys for the first time. I think our Super Bowl window has already opened. I think this is the start of the Super Bowl window, and everything that we do for the next 3 to 5 years should be predicated around trying to win a Super Bowl. And we got Jaden on a rookie contract right now. He looks like he is the real deal. I'm not worried about him getting figured out by the league. I think he's going to have some bumps. I don't think he's going to be winning, you know, rookie of the week every single week like he has been. I don't think that he's going to necessarily be playing at an MVP level week in and week out all throughout the season, or when we go into year two, there might be a couple down weeks for him, you know. Like, I don't think that he's absolutely 100% perfect, but I do think it's realistic to say, yeah, we're rebuilding right now for sure. The rebuild has gotten a lot faster than we thought that it would.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is the start of the Super Bowl window. I'm not saying we're going to win it this year. I would love to make the playoffs this year. That would be awesome. That's kind of what I've got my mind on right now. Just like, make it the playoffs, that would be awesome. Anything above that, that's a bonus for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that this is the start of the Super Bowl window. So like, all the moves that we make, all the personnel decisions that we make, I think we should do that starting now with the understanding that we're trying to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Well, I think that should be the mindset no matter what, even before this season.
Well, sometimes you gotta do a rebuild, you know. Like we
rebuilding football take 2 years, not
you
four.
Think 2 years?
And God told you four. You believe that? No, that's not true.
Yeah, I think maybe Ron Rivera told me it might take longer than that. So I just think that this is a team. We've got a quarterback that can win a Super Bowl. I think that's 100% realistic to say. And I think every move that we make should be building around that and trying to strike now. While we maximize the amount of years before he gets that he's going to get the fifth-year option, just give it to him right now. In fact, like, we should just announce, yeah, okay, Jaden's going to get the fifth year. We're picking that up. Thank you. But I think that we've reached that point.
PFT like, Adamas,
huh? This is a window.
It's a pretty good call. They're going to pick up that option. It's honestly smart that the league doesn't allow those contract talks to start until 3 years in, because the way he has started, you'd probably have to, which is kind of remarkable. Mm-hmm. But
can we get some 50... NIL money going to Jaden? I wonder about that. Like maybe some part of my cheesesteak for every cheesesteak sold.
I have a feeling he did all right at LSU.
Yeah. Even if they didn't have NIL, he was going to do all right at LSU.
But PFT, one thing
I got some of that cheddar.
I asked Kingsbury about this week, and I'm curious for you. I don't know if Washington is a town that is more O-line obsessed than others just because of the Hogs and everything that used to exist, but I think – there have been a million different pleasant surprises in this 4-1 start, but the offensive line's been really good. Have you noticed? Have you enjoyed that? Have you been surprised by it?
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it's safe to say, JP, that a town where the fans are known for getting dressed up as the wives of the offensive linemen and going to games, I think it's fair to say that we're more obsessed with O-line play than most other cities, which I love. I think the O-line has been awesome this year. I think it's been so much fun to watch, and they're having fun playing. I know you guys have seen all the clips of them just talking about how fun it is during the games and after the games. Yeah, the dudes up front are getting it done. I'm shocked that it's happened. There were a lot of doubters in our approach to the draft and how we waited to take a lineman and Coleman so long. But the dudes have been playing really well, and we've been healthy up front, which is a big thing too. So hopefully that trend can continue. I think it really is like, you know, credit to the guys up front. They're playing awesome. Also, having a great quarterback that can get away from pressure and make something happen when things break down, that's a great luxury to have for everybody on the team. If you're a running back, if you're a wide receiver, if you're an offensive lineman or tight end, it doesn't matter on offense. It's great to have a quarterback that can do that because it doesn't magnify any of your mistakes that you might make. Whereas if you have a guy like Sam Howell, who is still – I appreciate Sam Howell, and he's a tough dude – but he's obviously not as mobile, and he was a sitting duck for any minor mistake that happened on the offensive line last year. So, the dudes up front are getting it done, and it's awesome to watch. The running game has been kicking ass, too, and so a lot of credit should go to those guys. I'm happy for Sam Cosmi, actually. I'm very happy for him. He's been through some crap with us, and he's a tough dude. He's a good dude, too, so I'm psyched to see him playing well.
Yeah, man, I think, this one thing that because of Jaden and the excitement surrounding Jaden, the understandable excitement surrounding Jaden, and obviously to me, taking Jaden at number two was a pretty much no-brainer pick. So I'm not in like the biggest hurry to credit Adam Peters in the front office for that, even though there were some that like Drake May, whatever. I think they were always taking Jaden.
Why credit them? Because they didn't listen to all the other people. They went on and took the guy that they felt was the best guy.
That's fair, too. But if you look kind of down the line at the moves Peters made, and you want to credit the whole front office, but Peters is the head of it. This is his operation now. And you look at what Luvu coming off a 2.5 sack game. You look at Dorrance Armstrong all of a sudden coming on as a pass rushing threat. Tyler Biadasz, I think, is a huge factor in this offensive line changing. Nick Allegretti is a guy that couldn't get his own spot on the Chiefs O-line. He was an important part of that team, and he moved around for them and started games, but they identified Allegretti, brought him to town. The interior of that offensive line, and not to mention they got the deal done with Cosmi to lock him in. Like, even a guy like Noah Brown, who may or may not even play this weekend, bringing in Zach Ertz, bringing in Eckler, bringing in Bobby Wagner, even Noah Igbinoghene, probably Dan Quinn and Joe Witt deserve some real credit on that because he was with them in Dallas, didn't play a ton. Their moves in free agency personnel addition have been really good.
Across the board, yeah. And Luvu, man, that dude seems like he is the ultimate locker room guy, too. Mm-hmm. They love him. The team loves that guy. He gets people pumped before the games. He's a high-energy guy. He's fun to watch out there. I'd like to take a little bit of credit, too, for Jaden, by the way, because I went on your esteemed program, I believe, back in January or February last year, and I said, I want Jaden. Jaden's the guy at the top of my big board. Jaden, give me Jaden. He's going to be electric. He's going to be a great player. And I got a lot of hate from your listeners out there that wanted Drake May. I would appreciate it if every single one of them look and see if you tweeted at me after that appearance, and I would like an apology, or at least just think about it and be like, damn, PFT knows ball sometimes. But Adam Peters, he's doing everything right, I think. Like, yeah, I don't think he's had any huge missteps that I can think of off the top of my head. He's been awesome in the personnel department. The story that was it Grant Paulson that was talking about the text that he's like updating players when they get hurt during games. He's updating their families, like sending texts to them, being like, "Hey, here's what he's going through. Here's what's going to happen." That just tells me like small stuff is happening in the right way. And
well, even like they've built out family areas. You remember they got the F- on the NFLPA report card?
Yes.
Dude, they've already changed it. And I was Benjamin St. Juice, his wife, they just had a baby. I mean, this little baby's 6 weeks, 2 months old, little baby. And I saw her in the hallway, and she was trying to get they built like a new area for young babies. like all these things that just didn't exist are happening at just such a significantly different level.
Because they know how to deal with people. They're not so damn lost that they don't know how to deal with people.
And they have ownership willing to spend more money,
yeah.
Which is, you know what I mean? Like a big part of it too. But the decision to go with Jaden, I think, was always the decision, but they do get credit for making their correct decision to your
for not screwing it up. Yeah, for not overthinking it. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe the F minus was the best thing to happen to us. I didn't know that was a grade. I don't think that it is a grade. F minus is shocking.
F is an F.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten plenty in my life. I've never gotten an F minus before, but you get slapped across the face when you see F minus, and I think that, I mean, obviously there were going to be changes that were going to be made, but an F minus is like, okay, we need to do something like tomorrow.
Yesterday. Like,
let's schedule a meeting. Let's schedule a meeting. That's what that is. It's like you get an F minus, you're like, okay, action items. Let's get to work on this. So maybe that was a good thing that happened to us, was getting graded so harshly. But yeah, things are turned around. And you know what? It's like winning does put a nice little Band-Aid on everything too. Like when you win, then the bad stuff isn't quite as bad and the good stuff is even better. So that's probably helping the whole mindset around the team too. But man, I'm so excited for this weekend. I made a bet against Jimmy's famous seafood up there in Baltimore. So
really?
A bet going on. If the Commanders win, they have to cater lunch for our entire office. And if the Ravens win, I'm going to open up a $500 bar tab there on Sunday night for anybody that's at the bar drinking. So if we do lose and you're at the game, maybe stop by Jimmy's Seafood and I will be buying you guys drinks. So hopefully that's not going to be an issue, though.
I tell you what, I'm still trying to secure a parking pass, but assuming I do, I might stop by Jimmy's on the way home and I'll send you a picture of just the scene. But let's hope you're getting a catered meal sent out to Chicago, dude.
I'll send JP if it have to make JP go pay about that.
I get sucked into that.
No free ads, but
yeah, you don't want to go around taking no damn pictures. Help you out with the deal, man.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be here in Chicago watching the game, and I think the people in our office are now rooting for the Commanders just so that we can get a free seafood lunch. But I don't think that they've thought it through entirely as to what the smell in the office is going to be like that day. But that's fine. That's fine. It's a small price.
Just get fried stuff. If you get fried, it won't be stinky.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Yeah, give me all the fried shrimp in the world.
Yes, there you go.
PFT, last thing I wanted to ask you about. I think we should all really work hard to set the record very straight that Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with the firing of Robert Saleh. You know,
that's a bunch of crap.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. I resent the implication that many in the media are making that Aaron Rodgers, who has been the de facto GM of the New York Jets for the last two seasons, had anything to do with the most important decision of the season. I think that's irresponsible journalism. Look, Aaron Rodgers just works there, okay? He's an employee, just like the equipment manager, just like the guy that wipes down the showers, just like the guy that cuts the grass. Aaron Rodgers is no different from them. So to think that he was even part of the decision-making process of whether or not his boss was going to be fired is just completely ridiculous.
They fired the guy that was coaching the better part of the team.
My question is, like, what is Nathaniel Hackett going to do now that he got demoted? Like, what what is his job? If there's an offensive coordinator, like we've seen coaches take play calling responsibilities from offensive coordinators before, but they're still, you know, they're working on the offense still as a coordinator. But if you're an offensive coordinator and you get your play calling duties taken away by a guy that's also on the offensive staff who then becomes the offense, what are you doing? Well, like, do you still show up to work every day? Is it one of these things where it's like just stay as far away from the offense as possible? I don't know. I feel like my guess is what happened was they asked Saleh to fire Nathaniel Hackett.
No, he wanted to fire him.
And then Aaron Rodgers was like, you can't fire Nathaniel Hackett. He's my emotional support coordinator, and I need him around. I put a vest on him when we get on the plane to go on road trips. And
that's funny.
He told Saleh, we're not firing Hackett. And then Saleh told Woody Johnson, hilarious name, by the way. We don't talk about that enough. Saleh told Woody Johnson, yeah, I'm not going to fire Hackett. And then Woody Johnson was like, well, not firing Nathaniel Hackett is in and of itself a fireable offense. So I'm going to fire you, but I'm going to talk to Aaron Rodgers about it. And then Aaron Rodgers was like, yeah, you can fire him as long as Nathaniel Hackett still has a paycheck, and that's fine.
That's pretty well said.
I'll take it.
The thing, you were way out in front of this thing. There was that, I'm an AWL, I listen, right? And there was that talk of Aaron Rodgers when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking about running for president. There was talk of Aaron Rodgers potentially being his vice president. Mm. And eventually that you know, RFK is not running, whatever. I don't want to get into the political side of this. But what I do find amazing, watching him on McAfee and then watching him with the New York Press, he has morphed into a politician where he could sit up there and
lie
and convince himself of this truth that is so separated from reality. Like, he might be a good vice president.
Yeah, he should have run. I don't want to say regret because it's not my choice, but I wish that he had run for vice president because it would have made this season so much more chaotic. It would have been awesome just to, as somebody who talks about the NFL for a living, it would have been great to have that content out there. I think it was like a month before the New York Times reported on it, somebody told me about it. They told my dog Leroy, who breaks news about it, and he ended up putting the news out there. But I was like asking around, and everyone was like, no, I don't think it's happening. But I just could tell the way he was acting. Like, there's something about this guy that he has the ego to believe that he could be vice president. Hmm. And when you watch him in the news recently, I would not be shocked if Aaron Rodgers is actually the one that's giving all the Aaron Rodgers and Jets news to the media, like behind the scenes.
Oh, I can believe it totally.
Then he's going on the air and saying, why are you writing this stuff? It's completely made up. I would not be shocked to find out that Aaron Rodgers is like a big source behind the scenes of a lot of these reports.
Man, that dude's been an ass forever. So let's be real about it. I mean, we can sit up. He's a great quarterback. Point to give it to him. But other than that, that's all he is.
I want to see – here's my goal for Aaron Rodgers, what I would like to see. If he's not going to run for vice president, I hope that maybe after his second year with the Jets, he says he's going to retire, and then he thinks about it, and he's like, you know what? It'd be kind of fun to play with Kevin O'Connell. He's got a great offense out there in Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes to the Vikings, and he
– just like Favre.
He does the Brett Favre hat trick. That's what I would love to see.
Yeah, but he didn't really like Brett Favre, but he seems to be trying to do everything Brett Favre did, though.
Exactly.
He's on that
track. Yeah.
PFT, man. Enjoy the weekend, dude. Game of the year, dude. Game of the year.
Game of the year. I'm so excited for it. I really am. And this is going to be a great weekend of football, by the way. All day Saturday. We kicked it off nicely. JMU with a dominant win on Thursday night. And, huge college slate Saturday. And then Bears early on Sunday. Commanders, Ravens, game of the year. I'm pumped. I've already started to think about what I'm going to wear for the game. That's what's different about this year than last year. I know I talked to you guys about like not being prepared and not having that winning mindset where I don't know to pack a jersey or another T-shirt for the walk through the airport the day following an away game. I've figured that out mentally, so I will be prepared next time. But now I'm starting to think about what jersey am I going to wear? What hat am I going to wear on Sunday during this big game? I got to step it up a little bit. I did. I ordered a Luke McCaffrey Arctic camo salute to service jersey. I think I'm the only person in the United States that has ordered that jersey yet. It might be from one of these weird Chinese websites where I open it up and some weird strand of
bird. And I hope that jersey's not pink.
Yes, it might turn out a little funky, but I'm starting to get into the mode where I'm making just reckless snap purchases of Commander's gear so that I can have a wide variety of choices depending on what style of game I want to play on Sunday. But yeah, I'm starting to plan that out. I got to get my ensemble together for Sunday and be prepared. I'll show up watching football at 4 a.m. on Sunday. I'll get there early, just like Jaden's doing.
PFT, thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, see you guys.
Take care.
The one and only PFT commenter. Give him a follow on X and Instagram at PFT commenter. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067. Now.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, pretty cool event. Caps 50th celebration. Saw some pictures. My boy Ryan Smith posted a picture of him and his son at his boy's first game, and then him and his son at last night's game. There's some really cool memories. Shout out to the Caps. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed that. Caps opener tomorrow night. We'll get into some Caps coverage next week and check in on the boys, how they're looking. But right now, we're getting to these guests. There are callers, B. On the MGM National Harbor guest line.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really know this situation because the chat, we do the YouTube stream. If you want to be a part of it, you can watch us on YouTube, and there's a chat function that gets wild at times. I don't know what this dude Aaron is saying, but
Aaron,
I know he's on the line.
Aaron's saying a lot of crap, man. He's just talking crazy. He's just attacking everybody.
All right, line one, Aaron, fire
away. What's your question, Aaron?
Hey, B. Mitch. I just heard. I got word that you have some words for my ass.
Yeah, I have some words for your ass. Cause you just attacking everybody on the chat.
Okay.
So, okay. If you're a Ravens fan, why are you on a Commanders chat?
Well, let me be clear. First of all, let me set some things straight. First, well, to answer that right off, we have a game this week, and it's just banter. But in general, I have no issue with the Commanders. I want y'all to do well. Maybe not so much this year because I only have one bet with the Ravens and the Commanders. It's $17,000 I will get back, but there's more I have.
So I'm really going to be talking to the voodoo people now.
Commanders Super Bowl exactly. But as far as I would like to see all Maryland teams do well, especially since you are in the NFC. But I prefer it to start next year, and we can continue on. But if it happens this year, if y'all win the Super Bowl, it's fine, I say.
So, in other words, you're talking a lot of trash because you put money on the game.
As far as this game, yes, because I've been listening to and reading and on YouTube, not just your channel, but everywhere there's been a lot of not just hype for the Commanders, but a lot of we got something for the Ravens, and they ain't.
But let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Aaron. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You made a comment that y'all are the most respected franchise in all of sports.
Yes,
where
sir,
the hell
I
you
did.
Get that from?
Yes, sir, I did.
Where you get that from?
Because where I get it from? Because we are the most respected.
That's
now,
not true.
You want to say, hold on, let me. You
hold
ask
on. You think?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't have the phones, or I'd put this.
I'm not going to let you
Let's
explain
put him on
it
hold.
Unless you give me a quick one. Where the hell you get that from?
From the 25 years of sustained success without cheating.
Just Aaron.
Oh,
the Ravens are definitely a respected organization.
But they're not the
best. They're not the most respected in all of sports.
They do it in a respectable way, without cheating and without the monopoly of the Yankees. Okay?
Well, you forgot that there's a team.
Yes, sir.
There's a team right there. Hold on.
Landfill.
It's a team in Kansas City that you all play a lot, and they beat you every time they go win Super Bowls.
I'm talking about a 25-year span.
I don't care about all that. I care about the fact that you say y'all the most respected. You got to win the Super Bowl more consistently to be more respected than the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
And just a few years ago, they only had one Super Bowl in 50 years.
And they have three.
Now they got four.
4 years.
on the long haul. Where was the Chiefs at when the Ravens were?
Landy, let's get to some other calls.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron, we appreciate you,
buddy. Talking to you.
Good luck.
We're going to ban your ass from the chat.
I didn't know what happened in the chat.
I like talking to these idiots sometimes, man.
Yeah, I know you enjoy it. There's a bunch of callers. Let's go to our guy Drew is playing in a hell of a tailgate. What up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. Yeah, it's a great day. Just got done washing the van. Did have a question for B. Mitch.
Yep. There you go.
So, B, I think the team has gotten better every week. And I gave Landfill my answer to this question because I have an opinion on it, but I'd be interested in yours. What do you think they're going to do this week that we haven't seen yet that could make a difference in this game?
Well, I think the defensive front is going to have to be much more stout. That'll make them a lot better. If they're much more stout and they can disengage off of the blocks of the offensive linemen, this team could be better because the one thing you have to do with Derrick Henry is get him stuttering. And make Lamar second guess. If the defensive front is better, I'm talking about the DTs, if they're much better, which they got better last week, they take another step forward, that will give them a great chance of winning this game.
Yeah, I appreciate that, B. Mitch. I kind of said the same thing, except what I want to see this week is some interceptions. You know, we're allowed.
Oh, yeah, that hadn't happened yet, so we need to get that done.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, it's going to be a great day out there Sunday, and great day till it, so. Thanks. I've been listening to the show and prepping tailgate all
thanks,
morning. So it's been a fun.
JP, I agree with your text, JP. Ain't a chance in hell.
I'll say it out loud. The dude that just called in that claimed he had 17 large on the Ravens, you're lying. let's go to Chuck in Maryland. What up, Chuck? How you doing, dude?
Hey, what's going on? Big bro, what's happening? Hey, JP.
What's up, what?
How you doing, bud?
Thanks so much. How you doing?
Hey, man, hold on.
How come nobody ever calls me Big Bro, B?
Because you're a little bro.
Hold on.
JP.
Right. And he old as hell.
JP, I'm old as hell, but you know what? His son, who's only about 5'6", 7", is a better football player than he is.
Damn, Chuck, you got.
hey, Big Bro, somebody want to say something to you.
Hi, I'm going to be here, man.
What up, star of the whole family?
There you go. Hey, look, also, too, I don't know what the hell that dude Harris is talking about. He's definitely lying. He did not put $17,000 on the game.
Well, you know, people like to say that stuff.
And they're not the most respected organization in sports.
They're definitely respected, but not the most in sports. What about the Pittsburgh Steelers, dude?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, he. I don't know. Maybe he had too much crab boil or something up in Baltimore.
He's snorting Old Bay?
Yeah. Remember that dude we saw snorting Old Bay at Salt Line?
That dude's a damn idiot.
That was crazy.
But look, Big Bro. So my question is, though, do you think that this is the most stout defense that so far that JD and the team has faced?
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll say historically, yes.
Right.
And I even believe this year, but they seem they're not as good as they've been in the past years. Now, why, I don't know, but they haven't played as well as they played.
They lost so much. Yeah. I mean, when you lose that much from your coaching staff, it's going to make an impact.
Yep. And I agree.
I think it happened. Chuck, I'm going to try to get these last two callers
all right,
in
brother,
here, brother.
Later.
Thank you. Gearfax, need you to go quick, bro.
Cool. Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up?
Hey, man, quick comment. If I was Jaden, man, look, he's going to get compared in his whole career to guys like Lamar. And, you know, after all, Lamar is a two-time league MVP. So I would just say take the shine. It is what it is and keep it moving, man. Don't even worry about that. They do have similar skills. Hey, B-Mitch, a question for you and one for JP real quick. Do you think it's a waste of a linebacker trying to spy a guy like Jaden or a guy like Lamar? Because I was watching the game the other day, and the guy calling the game said, it's really a waste of time. That guy's not going to be able to catch those guys or keep up with them in the open field. That's
well,
your question.
If it's, if it's a slow guy, yes.
Question for you, JP. Who's your favorite guy, a football guy that's turned analyst now? Who's your favorite guy? Hey, y'all have a good weekend, man.
I really like Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah. I think they're excellent. McAfee's entertaining, but that's a different product altogether. But straight analysis and like film, all that. I always loved when Jaws did that stuff. I don't know. Who's yours, B?
The guy. I don't know, man. I really don't care.
I think Louis Riddick's really good.
Louis Riddick is outstanding. He is outstanding. I'll be honest with you. But I don't know if I like him or not. I just like hearing him talk and make me smarter. when they can educate me on something, yes. But what he was saying about, is it a waste of time? No. You don't have to put a linebacker all the time. You can put a damn safety or somebody else that can watch him that can run just as fast as he can.
Commander Tequila, close it out, baby. What do you got? Fast, sir.
What I got, man.
Oh, my Lord.
A history of things. Okay. The quote of the day.
Commander, we got 30 seconds, brother.
A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Malcolm X. Think about it. We're standing, and we're running, and we're running, and we're going to start winning more games. I got faith on the Commanders.
Thank you, brother. Great call. When we come back, we got to settle up the week, make some bets. You know how we do. Heard it here first. Running out of gas, trying to figure out where the next gas station is, and it gets kind of intense. It gets kind of exciting, and you just don't know if you're going to make it.
No.
Well, that's been the whole last hour for me, Brian.
Well, if you just pay attention and do stuff that you're supposed to do, you won't have to worry about that.
I did that in the Everglades once.
Really? That's dangerous.
So you're a damn fool.
Tell them that story, dude.
Before I get on the road, I will have a full tank.
Yeah, but and I know where to stop. One way, and a lot of people do things another way.
Yeah, but I'm doing it the right way. Landfill, you get stopped in the Everglades, then you're going to be a damn alligator's meal, dude.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I would have been eaten by an alligator. But then, you know, off in the distance, I saw a sign for Donut Connection, and I managed to make it to the gas station.
Driving through the Everglades is crazy. When my father lived in Marco Island, I drove from there down to Key Largo once, and it's weird because you do drive through some, like, civilization, and the people that live in there
are weird.
That's different, man.
they catch snakes and stuff like that and go and sell the skin. That's the type of people that live in those places.
That is different. Landini, I know we don't have Jeff here. Do you want to play the song? Are we able to let's make some bets.
Ah-ha-ha.
Landfill won.
Was that your Jeff impression, by the way?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That was, yeah.
Landfill won. Jeff did not win a game at all.
Jeff's 0.
Jeff 0 for another week.
I went 4-0.
That's probably why he called out today.
Yeah.
You went 4-0?
I did, yeah.
Landfill killed it.
Hell yeah.
He killed it.
All right, what's your pick in the weekend parlay then?
I took the Bears.
I took the Bengals.
The Bears and the Bengals. So I hadn't made my pick, and Ahmet was hounding me.
Well, you're supposed to make it. The man got to hurry and put the damn bet in.
okay, I got a lot going on, man. I got a kid sick from home. I got a Comrex that's dying.
Yeah,
but you were
texting and doing stuff. I saw you on the damn which come over there. You're still doing everything else.
Credit to Landfill, because he and I have been juggling a lot of technical stuff throughout this program.
I ain't crediting Landfill or you. If you just grabbed damn power cord when you left the damn place yesterday, we'd be all right.
Left hand up. That's correct. Yeah. So Ahmed keeps texting me, and I finally told him straight up. I was like, all right, Ahmed's got the Bucks laying 3.5 at the Saints. Landini's got the Bears -1 against the Jags. B's got the Bengals Sunday night in the Meadowlands. Jeff took the Commanders, which is what I wanted, but Jeff's hot, so he gets to have them. So my two picks, I told Ahmed, you're not going to like what I like. And he said, okay. I gave him the option of the Panthers +6 hosting the Falcons or the Browns +9.5 against the Eagles. Which one of those would you like, B?
I'll take the Browns.
So Ahmed didn't want me to take either. He said, no, take the Falcons -6 against the Panthers.
I told him the only thing that scares me is that Andy Dalton is quarterback and now and not Bryce.
Well, what I told him is that's not what I wanted. So if it's my pick, but we'll see. Well, Last week I did cost us the parlay.
I'm against the choose. We ain't been putting no damn money in this. He's been putting the money in.
That's what I said.
If you're going to Baltimore for the game, go to Hard Rock Cafe tomorrow night.
Saturday night.
Tomorrow night is Saturday night, right?
It is, yeah.
Sure is.
Tomorrow night, as I stated, Saturday night, 601 Pratt Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Rally Captain and the crew will have a Commanders rally. They do it in every city that we play in, and it's a lot of people out there. Make sure you go out there and show your love.
That'll be fun, man. There's also a couple big Skins parties Sunday pregame in Federal Hill. You'll find it. This game's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get up there. Big thanks to Brad Jackson for joining us.
When is it again, JP? Saturday night?
Tomorrow night. Thank you to Brad Jackson. Thank you to Governor Wes Moore. Thank you to PFT Commenter. Thank you to everybody called except that dude who claims he's got 17K on the Ravens. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They're fired up for this game. If you made it this far, Landfill owes you a beer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.